You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. In today's episode, I'm going to start by asking you, are you a swooper? What, you've never heard that term? Well, if you haven't been a client of mine, you may not have. It's kind of one I coined after working with lots and lots of clients who had this affliction. What is it? Well, it's that person who, out of perfectionism or people-pleasing, swoops in to fix all that ails others, or potentially ails others. I have seen over and over clients who are just feel the weight of the world as they try to control everything and fix everything and keep everyone from making a mistake or overcoming a challenge on their own or coming up with a solution. They are the go-to person for everything. And not only do they take care of things when someone comes and asks for help, the swooping part of this is you just swoop in and take over. So let's see if this sounds like you. So you over prep for the meeting because no one else will think of alternatives or will read as much or study as much as you. And so, well, you better do it. You take tasks or projects back because they won't get done right or they won't get done at all. You overrule the creative thoughts of others because you just think of more details and yay, you're just more creative than anyone else. So that photo shoot, that marketing material, you've got it covered. The website, you're all over it. It doesn't matter what department, it doesn't matter what's going on, you are there. You offer lots of suggestions and meetings way more than anyone else because no one else puts in as much thought into the company as you do. Does this sound like you? Or how about with your family? You know, maybe you have a significant other who forgets things all the time, and so you're constantly swooping in to fix or save them from themselves. Or your kids, you know, forget their homework or forget their lunch, or they don't have their jacket, or they, you know, didn't get something done that they were supposed to do, and you just swoop in and you fix. Now, I'm not suggesting that you help no one ever again. It's not about that. I mean, I have definitely been known to drop things off at school for my kids. But if it became a habit, if they never had to think ahead because I was always swooping in for them to fix every potential calamity that was heading their way, then I would have to call myself a swooper and I would need to step back. One day, I was even with a client who was a business owner of a multi-million-dollar company. And as we walked into the front of the building, she said, "Ugh, I've got to water these flowers." And then I said, "You water these flowers in the front of the building?" I mean, not that it's beneath someone, but I just thought, wow, running a company, it seems like you'd be a little too busy. So I said, "Well, do you enjoy watering the flowers? Is it something that kind of gives you peace and calm during the day?" And she said, "No, it actually makes me really mad. I can't believe that no one else does it. But if I don't do it, it doesn't get done. They dry up and it looks terrible." As we walked into the lobby, she indicated that she watered the plants in the lobby too. So I just said, "Well, have you ever asked anyone to water the flowers and the plants?" And she said, "Well, no, they should just know to do it, but apparently they don't. So I just have to do it." Wow, that is absolutely swooping. See, if she had told me, "I actually love gardening and it gives me a little piece of calm during my busy, busy day to just run out and spend a little time digging in the dirt and watering these flowers." But that's not what I heard. It was actually building up resentment. But she was swooping in because she thought, "Well, if I don't water the flowers," and she literally said, "No one ever thinks to do it." Well, guess what? No one ever thinks to do it because she had created a scenario where they thought, probably, I mean, I'm just assuming here, but they probably thought she did like doing it. Or they just thought, "Well, someone else is taking care of it. Maybe they didn't even know it was the owner. It was getting done. The flowers and the plants always looked fine, so it was happening." So I encouraged her to assign that project to someone else. And lo and behold, as soon as she did, and we used the six simple steps of great delegation that you can find in another episode, and lo and behold, those plants and flowers got watered nonstop, and she never had to touch them again. Now, this particular client is a swooper, so this wasn't the only place that she did that. And the thing about swoopers, and so as I'm talking, you might be thinking, well, I do jump in and I do help. Swoopers are really good justifiers and excusers. And so if you're starting to already, as I'm talking, come up with reasons why you swoop so that you don't have to call it swooping, then there's a good chance that you're a swooper. Swoopers are masterful at coming up with reasons and justifications for why they are the only ones that can solve the problems, the only ones that can come up with the creative solutions, the only ones who can fix the problems for everyone, the only one who has the time or the resources or the opportunity to prep for that meeting and come up with the ideas, and the only one who can save the company from losing customers and making people angry and making people quit. Everything, the weight of everything is on a swooper's shoulders. It's a tough way to live. So if you're getting mad and frustrated and the excuses and justifications are flying through your brain right now, I'm going to ask you to do a little reality checking and see if there's a way for you to step back and stop swooping. Let's just get real. Call it what it is. Because if you're a swooper, you're thinking, I don't like to do that, but I have to because, and then fill in the blank. And like I said, customer service might suffer. We might lose a contract. My child might flunk his class. We'd waste money on marketing campaigns, and on it goes. The photo shoot wouldn't go well. So yep, I get it. It's hard to stop, but the reality is you must. You've played a part in creating a scenario where others don't need to rise to excellence. You're stepping in and filling in the gap for them. Or maybe they're frustrated. They don't feel trusted. Or they have great ideas, but they just think, oh, well, so-and-so just steps over my ideas anyway, so I'm just going to be silent. So maybe they've just, resolved themselves to the feeling that they're never going to get the opportunity to step in and share their great ideas. So are you the only solution seeker? You're the only one who preps for meetings or thinks creatively? See, it's a waste of anyone else's time if you're the only one who gets the opportunity for your ideas to move forward. Will there be some short-term consequences as you step back? Possibly. But you know what? They can be minimized by just coming clean. After you listen to this episode, maybe you're going to think of a few people that you need to go apologize to and let them know, hey, I just learned this new term, swooping, and I realized I'm a swooper. And so you can go and tell them, you know what? I'm going to stop swooping. You can ask them to hold you accountable. You can ask them to tell you, hey, you're swooping again. If they know, chances are they're going to fill in the gap. So you can say, hey, I'm not going to prep for the meeting as much. Or you know what? That marketing campaign that we were working on, or the new website revisions, I'm not going to jump in. I am going to fully give that to you. And they will rise to the occasion because they'll need to. And they'll have the opportunity because hopefully you don't have a business and a family filled with slackers. And if you don't, they're going to be ready to rise to the challenge. And then in the long term, the benefits will outweigh any short-term pain, because the truth is you don't always have the best ideas. I'm sorry to say, but many times when I've worked with swoopers, I have them practice being more silent in a meeting and letting a journey of communication happen and let the ideas come from others. And every single time they come back and they say, wow, we ended up at a place that I never would have anticipated, and it's better than the idea that I had. So you just never know what's going to be created by you stepping away and letting other people step up. You need the perspectives of your team and your family. They have great ideas too, and a wealth of experiences, education, and ideas that are currently untapped. They need to be inspired to rise to excellence and use the full capacity of their creative thought. So let them do it. Give them the gift. Give yourself the gift of not having the weight and the worry of trying to anticipate and control everything. Let other people handle some things, and then gain the benefit of those different perspectives and creative ideas. So that's it for today. I want you to think about, are you a swooper? You know what? And if you've decided you are, shoot me a message. I would love to hear from you. Or maybe you need a little extra help to stop swooping. Maybe there's a lot of fear around it. So go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then submit your question. And if you've got a current drama challenge that you'd like a customized solution for, send it to me. You can either record it or shoot me a message, and I'll provide customized solutions on a future episode. As always, I'm offering a discounted rate on my Defeat the Drama, Delight Your Customers, and Improve Your Bottom Line Bootcamp. I encourage you to check that out as well. Podcast listeners get a discount, and the link is at defeatthedrama.com/podcast discount. You can also find it on the show notes at my podcast website. So until next time, make it a great day, and I hope you're living a life with limited drama.